Soul Sister Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Soul Sister Radio.
Welcome to Soul Sister Radio, and we're kind of doing Soul Sister Wednesday. I got 30 minutes early, but that's okay. We have Magdalena Gomez with us, and we have Jimmy James. Jiminy James.
Soul Sister Radio.
Hey, see?
Live for the first time.
There's always a first.
I've been kidnapped. Help me.
It's technically 30 minutes early of our Wednesday. Yeah. We're still in 9/11 mode.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, I know today, Maria, you had the opportunity to just, you know, watch history again, you know. How did it impact you as you're watching images of things that happened to you, and maybe you can bring us a little memory of where you were at?
It's interesting because I wasn't in this country. I was on the island of Crete in the country of Greece, and my perspective was a little bit different than everybody else's, and what they were showing on TV in that country was certainly not what was being shown in this country. And it was interesting. My perspective of the United States changed drastically. And watching what we watched with Jimmy tonight just kind of puts us in a mindset of having to do this show and needing to feel like we have to do the show, especially with what's going on with Egypt right now. So, Jimmy, want to share with our audience what you had us watch tonight?
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it's funny. It was great because I don't know many angel types that like to watch this stuff. But we watched a documentary called Loose Change, and it's on YouTube. Loose Change, The Final Cut. And last time I had seen this movie was, you know, 5-6 years ago, because I've been a 9/11 truth seeker for a long time, and I watched it again today because it was 9/11, and I have to say that I was appalled by the updates that were in the movie, and it was like I hadn't even seen it because of the new information. So I ran over here. I called the girls up. I said, "You got to see this. You got to see this now while it's 9/11 because we're in the mood for 9/11 stuff." And most of the time, all we get is the stuff that they feed us on the television set, which is what I believe is the deception. So I wanted Maria and Magdalena to see this movie. So we sat there on the couch and we watched it together, all 2 hours and 9 minutes of it. They didn't fall asleep or
and
nothing.
I was dying. I said, I'll only let you come over if we watch the movie, but we have to do something productive.
We watched the movie and here we are being productive. I think it's motivating because, you know, when you sit and watch stuff like that, if you're open-minded to it, you have a tendency to get upset, you know, because these higher-ups that we trust are just pulling the wool over our eyes and lying to us. And so when they get caught in their lies, then you see that still not just being done about it, even though they're making documentaries that this guy's being caught, you realize that it's a way more bigger obstacle that we're up against, because they're doing it to you right in your face and nothing's being done about it. So they're big-headed, they're arrogant, and they feel like we're just dumb as hell, and so they do this stuff in front of us. And waking the girls up, the first thing they say was, "Hey, we got to do a show while it's still 9/11. And looking at the clock, it's still 9/11 as we speak. We got about 24 more minutes to 9/11 left. So we're talking to you on 9/11, about 9/11, because that's the beginning. Once you start there, you find it. That's just the beginning, and that there's way more information like that of deception and evil. It's evil is what it is. What we're doing is exposing the face of evil, because, you know, people always talk about evil, but they don't know who the evil is, you know. But these days, you can actually identify the ones perpetrating the crimes. And only way you do that is just to wake up and for us to talk about it. That's why we're talking about it now. And this is, I feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing now, you know.
What your name is?
Oh, my name is Jimmy James.
No, what's the other name?
Jimmy.
Oh, Message Mon.
Exactly. Because you said you're supposed to be doing what you're... I mean,
yeah, well,
that's
my
message.
Purpose. That's my message. And that actually is my purpose, is Message Mon. Message Mon is my angel name. And, you know, there's a whole other story to that. And we could talk about that on another show, how I became Message Mon and why I call myself that.
You know, interesting with 9/11, too, it's like, you know, we're supposed to be terrorized by a group of a certain, you know, look of people, race of people, but you know, we're a country that embraces everybody. So it's not like, you know, we can have this bigotry within ourselves and we're supposed to call each other, in a sense, brothers and sisters. What really is kind of appalling is that, you know, these terrorists, you know, they have suicide bombers that willingly will risk their lives because they feel like they're going to go somewhere special.
Ego.
Yes. But also, this is how blindsided we are, that we send our young, innocent children, and they go there defending our country, knowing that they're just food for the wolves. Mm-hmm. And that's all that they are. So we know, the military knows the truth, and they cover it up, at least. You know, I can say the terrorists, you know, they're up front. I don't know. I'm not protecting them, but I'm saying how is our military any different than, you know, a terrorist if we purposely terrorize our own people?
Exactly. Well, you know, there are terrorists out there from other, you know, factions in other countries and that don't like us. But then the stuff that they manipulate us with wasn't done by them. It came from right within. You know,
we provided the access
Mm-hmm. Way around.
Yeah.
I'm sure money was a huge factor, power, ego. I mean, it's the evils that we fight every day. And that's why we are oppressed by our own country.
Well, girls, you know, it's in the Bible. And I just gave you one. As a matter of fact, there's one sitting right in front of you.
There is.
The Bible is sitting right in front of you.
Right in front of you.
You know what?
And in Revelation, they talk about the one world government. They talk about the one world religion, the World Bank. It's all in there. And that's what this stuff is. It's a system of tyranny. If you know what that beast in Revelation stands for, the one, I think it has seven heads and one head is cut off.
We talked about that.
That's the woman and the dragon.
It's a dragon. It's a beast.
That comes from the ocean.
It's got seven heads. One of the heads is cut off, and then two heads grow back. One of the two heads that grow back have two horns or something like that. Anyway, what that beast represents is the governmental system of total world domination.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beast, and that's the beast that we're fighting. 9/11 was part of the beast game for, you know, total control. They want to control everything about you, the water you drink, the food you eat, the air you breathe.
What was that movie that Jim Carrey was in? And it was like you were in a bubble. That one movie, and it ended up being that it wasn't even real, and it was exactly what we actually live in. Do you remember what that Jim Carrey was in?
I don't remember.
The Truman Show.
I never saw it, however. I mean.
Yeah, it was called The Truman Show, and it was like he was on TV, and everybody was watching this guy's life. Yes. Magdalena's hand is up.
I know.
As we are on Rock the Community on Soul Sister Radio.
Rock the Community a little more.
Yeah, we will. I think we are right now.
Oh my gosh, and talk about earthquakes. But you know how Jimmy just said, hey, you have a Bible in front of you? And so I turned to the last chapter of the Bible, Book of Revelations, because it's about the end of times. And I went to the exact page where 9/11 scripture was without even me having to search for it. And it says, they had a king over them, the angel of the abyss, whose name in Hebrew means abaddon. And that, and here I'm looking it up in Wikipedia, and it says, an intensive form of the word destruction.
Wow.
We have a king of destruction, appears as a place of destruction in the Hebrew Bible. It's a male angel called Abaddon, and is shown as the king of an army of locusts. His first name is transcribed in Greek. Whose name in Hebrew, Abaddon, and then translated, which in Greek means the destroyer. So if I read this again, they had a king over them, the angel of the abyss, whose name is Abaddon, in the Greek, Apollon, which means destroyer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that I just open it up to that, and I'm thinking, well, we might not per se have a king, but we have somebody who is running our country.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
Pretty much.
And we're going to take a station identification and listen to a word from our sponsor. Here we go.
Soul Sister Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Soul Sister Radio.
Isn't that trippy that you hear your voice when you hear it again? Wait, ready?
Soul Sister Radio.
I wonder if I can harmonize with it.
Ready? Do it again. Ready? Go. Wait.
Soul Sister Radio.
Radio.
Who would have thunk, right?
Thunk. Thunk and funk.
Kapong, Kapong.
Yeah, we can have fun while we address these tough topics, because I tell you what, a lot of times people don't want to even think about this stuff, you know. They're too busy with their lives and too busy with the deception, the football games and their, you know, American Idols and X Factors, that they don't even like to think about this stuff. And they'd rather just take whatever the mainstream says to them and believe it. But I'm going to tell you what, you got to search the truth yourself. You have to ask yourself, does this look like, you know, it's like it's real, or is there something wrong here? And go research it for yourself. Check it out.
What I find interesting right now is that, again, we're on Rock the Community on Soul Sister Wednesday. And what I find interesting, and I don't watch TV anymore, but look at what is really big in as far as TV goes. It's reality TV, but really.
Not really.
They don't have any idea of what reality really is and what it isn't.
It's called distraction.
It's called distraction TV.
They should call it not reality TV.
Yeah, no kidding, because it's really kind of crazy. However, to lighten it up a little bit, you have to go to the Mickey Mouse place with us, dude.
This is a trap. You're going to put me in front of a bunch of people and then ask me a question.
It's not even a question. It's pretty much you have no choice. If we're your angels, then how can you be walking around with these two girls?
Have you seen them? Have you seen their pictures?
I'm telling you.
Is there a picture of you guys up someplace?
There is on Facebook.
Yeah. Would you walk around Disneyland with them? Should I?
I'm telling you.
Yeah, man.
Disneyland would never be the same. But
tell
our audience about your experience at Disneyland.
Oh, this is why I have mouse phobia.
Mouse phobia.
Yeah.
We're moving away from the subject that we have very little short time on.
She wanted to lighten up the subject because she thinks she depressed them. But we're coming back to wrap this all up. And First I'm just going to tell you about how I don't like Mickey Mouse and they're trying to get me to go there.
We love Mickey Mouse.
They love Mickey,
you know,
and I hate him.
You know what hate means? Hate means to love less. That means you still love him, but right now you're still upset in him.
No, don't you have a boss that you don't like anymore? Well, I used to work for Mickey Mouse, and he's a little midget dictator, man. He's trying to get me to cut the hair off my face. Just this sub on his stage that came up and down out of the ground. I mean, it was a nice stage. It was on an elevator and stuff. I never played on an elevator stage, but still. I didn't want to cut my hair off, so we got it. But, and you know, he's a powerful little dude, and he won. So
don't mess with the mouse.
Yeah, so I'm kind of scared of him.
You know what? This is why it would be a great trip, because this time you would have your angels and you can face your fears and you're not alone.
Well, you know,
you
Mickey,
know, how can you argue against that one? Okay.
As long as I don't have to give him $75, I'll think about it.
Yeah, no kidding, right? But going back to our subject of 9/11, what?
Well,
go, Magdalena's hands up again.
Yes, because before we hit there now, I'm going to go back to this one with the Disney, because I said, wouldn't it be nice if Jimmy can play here with that stage that goes up? And this is before I even knew that you would play there. So it's like I envisioned you there. So maybe you going back and you talking and, you know, settling your peace with Mickey, you know, and something amazing could come out because you've already experienced it. You know what it's like. You know what it's like to draw a cat. We have now passes to Disneyland. And why wouldn't we cheer you on at the happiest place on earth?
Yeah, passes.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a bar?
Is there no bar?
Well, we don't know. Actually, we don't know because we didn't ask.
Yeah.
We don't really drink, but anyway.
Know.
Okay, back to 9/11. That was all. So you have to resolve with
I drink.
Mickey.
Okay, anyway.
Okay, so I was in Greece, and my perspective was different. Where were you, Jimmy?
I was somewhere drinking. I don't remember. But all I know is my sister called me up. And said, turn on the TV.
It was morning time.
I've probably been drinking the night before.
Okay. And so you're just drinking through the morning?
I was in bed, just asleep from drinking.
Gotcha.
You know, but that was a good while ago. I was a lot younger. I could drink
more. Well, it was on a Sunday. No, it was a Tuesday.
Yeah, it was in the movie we watched. You guys weren't paying attention.
No, it is on a Tuesday.
Was it Tuesday?
Yeah. Yes, that I do recall. Was different.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, I just like everybody else, I got the phone call to turn on the TV, and I was mesmerized by the images I was seeing, and I watched them over and over just like everybody else did. And it scared me for a while, but I think I finally started researching the truth about 9/11 maybe a year or two after it happened. And people used to tell me that I was nuts. They go, dude, you mean to tell me that you're telling me that the government was in on this? I'm going, yeah. They go, dude, you're stupid, you know. But now the same people that used to call me nuts go, dude, you were right. Mm-hmm. And I'm just ahead of my time. But that's what Message Monitors was all about back then, and I'm still about it. So I know that you guys don't like to get that heavy into this, but if you guys ever want to follow me further into down the rabbit hole, you know, because some people like to go down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. I hate the rabbit hole.
Okay, can you explain why you hate it and what's your interpretation of this?
The blue pill and the red pill, just like in the Matrix. You got to take one or the other. Either you
See,
stay
I
blind.
I never saw the Matrix.
You either stay blind or you wake up.
I'm awake.
Well, the blue pill, the red pill, I think you just, you know, forget about it.
It also brings me to the fact that, look, another problem that the nation has is our prescription abuse.
No kidding.
Talk about abusing your nation, making it numb, making it so robotic so that our government can control
and look,
us all the more.
They started with our kids. And how long ago were they started to feed medication to our kids?
Yeah.
What, 20 years ago?
Once you understand the New World Order, you'll understand that there's a whole bunch of them doing a whole bunch of crazy stuff. They got their hands into everything.
Everything. And right now we need to be praying for time, which brings us into our first song. So kick back and listen to George Michael, Praying for Time.
Thank you.
it's interesting when we all should be praying for time. And here we are with Jimmy James and Magdalena. And what were you reading right now, Magdalena?
I was just, since I read that part in Revelations, I couldn't help but to continue reading. And I stumbled on verse 16, which it says, the number of the mounted troops was 200 million. And it made me think, how many lives have we lost from since, 9/11 with all the troops, all the military that we have overseas? You know, I'm sure there's countless of numbers.
I wonder if you could Google it, if it would tell you.
It's possible.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I know, but do we even know the numbers? There's so many military that go unannounced that don't receive the necessary honor for really risking their lives for us, How many countless thank yous names do we have that just go unnoticed?
Well, that's what A Heart for Heroes is about, and I'm really excited about being able to share the different campaigns that we're starting with Rebecca Lawler Limited, our sponsor, which we're going to take a station identification break right now and listen to what our sponsor has to say. And we'll be right back.
Soul Sister Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlor Limited.com.
Soul Sister Radio.
What was that question?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I just have a tendency to talk to the commercial. But anyway, back to praying for time. You said we need to pray for time. I would make that prayer because I want their time to be up.
Yeah, well, I'm there there with you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want more time. If there's something better to look forward to, and according to the other information that I've been studying since my experience on the mountaintop, it's time for some...
Mount Sinai? Were you at Mount
Sinai? No, but it's same scenario, same, just as powerful, but here in California. The pyramid-shaped mountain, I can tell you about that, too. But what was I getting ready to say? As far as the knowledge that I've been picking up since then, we're ready to evolve into something deeper. The Bible talks of Jesus the Christ. Well, I look at it like this. His last name wasn't Christ. He was the Christ. He brought a consciousness. And when you study the ancients tell you that consciousness is coming, soon. According to the Mayans, it gets to the end of this year. So if that's true, I want to be on that bandwagon. I don't want to be stuck in this realm, because in this realm they're planning to put a microchip in you that's laced with cyanide.
Yeah, that's not so good.
it's control, and we're going to get rid of this.
They got microchips lined up for the people that want to take the microchip. They wind up in a concentration camp somewhere in America, because America is the last superpower in the world that has to fall for this one world government.
It's happening. I have a feeling that it's happening, and never did I think that we would be talking about this on radio. But again, who knew we were going to be up against what we're up against, and that's why we're creating the campaigns that we're creating.
And that's exactly why I wanted you guys to see that movie.
Well,
and thanks for watching it with me.
Hey, it's officially Wednesday morning. Good morning, America, and the rest of the world, actually, because we can be listening worldwide. So,
do we have a guest?
We do. We have a guest.
Hi, guest. Yay! It's Wednesday morning.
It's
a guest.
It's Soul Sister Wednesday.
Yes,
you got to tell them.
5369. Is that 6-9 or 8-9?
Yeah.
3569.
If you log off and then log back on and sign up for a free blog talk account, we'll go ahead and, maybe they'll log off and log back on. Who knows?
Logged out.
Maybe he's listening still.
They found it.
And then they can log back on
and then they can sign up for a free account, and then we can chat with them.
Spooked him.
But the good news is that people are listening.
Yeah, because no one knew we were going to be here. No one knew I was going to be here. I didn't even know I was going to do this. So.
Well, how about we actually do have, like, a music break where you actually sing something you guys sing already together.
Next time, I'm not prepared for all that.
It's not about being prepared. It's about just doing it on the spot. Because, you know, you're going to have to do it at some point on the spot.
You'll never find...
Boom, boom, boom.
No matter where you search. That's it.
See, you can do it.
Oh, what was
someone who loves you.
Now, you know what? When we were, a woman sang it the other day, the Al Green song, and she did it pretty good.
Okay, well, good for her. More power to her. Wherever you are, woman, there's some applause for you, baby.
I'm going to smack you. So, Magdalena, it's all about woman power. So, speaking of, you were talking about
the number of troops.
The number of troops.
Actually, just anywhere, whether in this country or in another country, the combined line.
200 million means that's the number that's going to die because they're planning on doing something like that. Sounds more realistic to me, troops being soul troopers.
Oh,
well, I think you should mention the name of the movie again.
The movie we watched was Loose Change, Final Cut, Director's Edition. It's on YouTube. If you type in Loose Change and take about 2 hours and 9 minutes to sit there and educate yourself, it's very interesting, and it will get your blood boiling. Can I say pissed off?
Yeah, you can say pissed off.
You gotta...
So, you know, I can't believe he's asking for permission.
Yeah, well, I don't know what kind of station this is. Yeah, to fucking piss you off, man. So, yeah, watch it.
It's all interesting. It's all good. Magdalena, what are you reading over there?
Oh, I'm reading, but I'm getting information, so you guys carry on kindly.
Respectively.
Yeah.
As we sit in the movie.
Yeah.
So, we're in impromptu mode. We usually do our Soul Sister Wednesday show at 11 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and this time we decided to do it right now. Jimmy,
so is it going to broadcast tomorrow at the same time?
I will replay it tomorrow at that same time.
So
it just won't be live. It'll be an archive instead of a live archive.
If you could make an MP3 out of it, you could play it and talk over it.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Actually, you're going to do it. You're going
to
download this and then upload
it,
and then we're going to replay it.
Help me. Help me, please. They look sweet, but these girls, man, they ain't no joke. I can't escape. I need somebody to come in and save me. Get me out of here.
It's a wonderful world.
Okay.
And that's the next song we're going to play.
Right.
And you know that song. It's a wonderful world.
I don't see it in the lineup.
It is. Look, and we're teaching Jimmy James how to produce again. See? What a wonderful world. You can do this. You know? Hey, Rebecca's coming this weekend.
I know, huh?
Yeah, this is going to be fun.
You're not teaching me how to produce. Watch, I'm going to play the next song. You say when.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can say whatever you want.
Do it.
Because we've got 24 minutes left, so you can play it now. So
I got to cut out, baby.
Huh?
Do it.
Well, we can do whatever we want. So
okay, I'm gonna play a song right now.
So right there.
I know where it is. You just had to point it out to make
point
it sound like she's teaching
push.
Me. She's not teaching me.
Push.
Diddly.
Push.
I see trees of green, red roses. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dogs say goodnight, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Hey folks, Jimmy James here, and that was Louis Armstrong, and that's a beautiful song, and it was a wonderful world, but now we've got problems, folks, and if we don't wake up and together and realize that we have problems and try to work them out, they're going to win, and, you know, you don't want them to win, but I look at it like this. They can control everything that we have. They can control all the elements and the food and the gas and everything, but they can't control your spirit. They can't control your soul. And that's what we're all about. That's what Soul Sisters is all about, right?
Soul Sister Radio. See, Jimmy?
That's what it's all about.
It has taken me years and years and years to get you to come and do this with us.
Well, you know, when you meet somebody in a 7-Eleven, it takes a while for you to trust them.
Magdalena, did you know that's how me and Jimmy James met?
Mm-hmm.
In a 7-Eleven.
Probably a vagrant of some sort.
Oh, dear God almighty.
Yeah.
What? What do we have in store?
We had no clue when we met way back when, and that was what year?
2004,
yeah,
Labor Day weekend.
My mom had just died.
You know what's amazing?
Oh, dear, my mom died.
Yeah.
I have, two perspectives right now. We're in the 9th month, and it's the month of birthing, because if we start in the new year, you know, we're in the 9th month. So whatever plan, whoever planned these terrorist attacks on 9/11, it was birthed on 9/11. And you guys just talked about, you know, you guys met over Labor Day weekend, again, over, you know, something was born, and it was your friendship on, you know, the 9th month of the year.
True.
Is that Labor Day?
It was Labor Day, 7/11. I was getting ice. I remember these things. Ice. You just wanted my number.
Ice,
baby. What
I
you
got
wanted.
Dude, she gave me your number like right there in a 7-Eleven. It wasn't even hard. She didn't put up a fight. I should have known it was a trap, because look at me now.
You've been trained.
It's a trap that took that long to manifest, but as I look back on it, yeah.
Only 8 years, that's, you know. You know, they say if you can survive any relationship after 7 years. So basically, she was able to basically, with the...
Subdue the Jimmy. I subdued the Jimmy.
Well, yeah. this format is actually perfect, because I do need to do a show, and with you guys inspire me to do one, I would get one done a lot faster than if I try to do it on my own. So,
you know, we're pretty inspirational.
And pretty demanding.
What, demanding you to be the best you can be?
Yay!
To be something. Yeah, so.
What's your name?
Jiminy.
No.
Hey, don't tell him that. I'm Jimmy James, bitch.
daytime audience listening to this.
We will.
Well, they hear that on TV.
We have to be cautious of little ears. We have to do some muffin.
Can we beep that? Can we bleep that out?
What do you call it? Muffin?
I'm only going to say that one time, and that's the only time I have to say that. But normally I say it every day, but I'll be nice. I'll say it on my
I
show.
I have to be conscious of little people.
Little people listening.
You know, and it can be,
doesn't
it
just have a rating
value.
like PG?
Well, I mean,
what?
We kept them pretty PG because this I think...
pretty PG.
You know, I mean, we can say some sassy things, but we're kind of PG. I mean...
Well,
but it is Jiminy.
Yeah, it is me. As long as it doesn't come across your pretty little lips, don't worry about it.
Me, you know, it's like, oh, you know, like, wow.
You trapped a wild one. That's okay. I have to be tamed.
Well, you have been. Look, look. You're, right now, you're kind of cornered.
Now I'm sitting between two angels, and I feel special.
Aww.
I feel special that these two have
embraced
me, and brought me into this because. I feel like I'm good at it.
You think? Listen, I've been talking to a lot of people about you.
Yeah.
It's time. You be birthing your
life,
too.
It is time.
It be time.
Well, it is time. I like this hour of the show. See, I would do my show at this, like, 12 midnight.
You can do whatever you want. Here's the great
Jimmy
thing.
James, and it's midnight.
And we are vampires.
And my mic's a lot bigger than yours.
See, well, your mic is better.
You know what?
I got one of those.
I know.
Which one weighs more?
It's all about
no, it's
the weight.
Better.
You know what? We've got the last 15 minutes of the show, and we really should start talking about what a cock-a-doodle-do is and what a cock-a-doodle-don't is.
No, that's not the show.
Yeah.
That's another show.
Another show.
Yeah, that's
so it's just an interlude. So maybe if we get some listeners that listen, they might.
Yeah,
we have a guest.
We need to advertise that.
We
show.
Have a guest.
Another guest.
And
say hello.
It's 15, and that's like I love odd numbers. So
15.
15. And
so
hopefully
you spooked him again. He took off.
Did he?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
If they come with their name, we'll talk to them. But if they seem to run off as soon as you mention your number.
That's because they don't know who we are. We've never been on at this time of night.
And I think this is my first time on the show.
Ever?
Yeah.
Ever? No.
No, I've talked.
Your voice has been on the show forever.
It's your first
show.
No, actually, it's his first time on Soul Sister Radio because he was on the show before we named it that.
Yeah, it was something else. It was something else.
The drama-free zone.
Yeah.
Remember?
And it was anything but drama-free.
Hey. It was all good.
I guess one thing I wanted to say, before we, get close to signing off is today, well, now yesterday, 9/11, also marked the anniversary of my late ex-husband's passing. His name is Alex. Indeed. And it's like we miss you, and my heart goes out to your family, your mom, your dad. I love them so much, and I know that you're listening, and I know that you're here, and I know that you're one of my guardians, and I just feel so blessed that I am so loved, and I feel light shining on me because of you. And thank you so much. And yesterday was about you and honoring you, and really every day for the gift that you've given me. So just want to say thank you.
Sometimes when your 9/11 hits, you don't know exactly what it's going to mean until it redefines itself. And Alex passed away,
seven years ago on
9/11.
Really?
And yeah. And it's interesting because moving into this space and knowing that this is where it happened, and
that's strange.
But he's here with us, Jimmy. It's the craziest thing. Can I share?
Oh yes.
Okay. This is the craziest thing, and this is why I think it's amazing.
Respectfully so.
Yes.
I was sitting here, and first of all, okay, I kept hearing. Like a heartbeat. And I'm thinking to myself, what is that? And sure enough, in the back wall of where the headboard is, there's a heartbeat in that room. It's the craziest thing. And you don't hear it all the time, but you do hear it. And I thought, well, maybe it's something on the other side of the wall, or there ain't anything on the other side of the wall. So, okay. I know. Check it out. But wait a minute. This one's even better.
This is getting strange up in here.
I can attest to that because there was an incident that happened almost about a year ago that basically I, instead of being in my master bedroom, I was in my guest room, which was, you know, where Maria heard this heartbeat. And I, too, had heard this heartbeat, or what sounded like a heartbeat, and really just a thump of a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, my gosh, maybe it's my neighbor's washer and dryer. You know, sometimes when, you know, you overload the washer, the dryer in full capacity, it's like shaking like thunder. But, you know, it's a different kind of a movement. This had a thumping, pacing type of heartbeat.
Did he live here?
Yeah.
Yes.
He
used to live where we are at, and he passed away in that room. And it's amazing. It's not a, and none of the sounds are frightening.
No, okay.
I'm not getting
chills,
okay?
Check this out. Check this out. Okay, when I first moved, started staying here, check this out. I kept smelling farts. Okay, yes, you heard me, audience, farts. Okay. Okay, wait a minute. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, I know I'm getting old, but, you know, I usually know. You're right. Okay, so we're getting ready for the Sunday show, Magdalena and I. And Magdalena and I are on the bed, and she gets up. And as she gets up and walks out, sure enough, I smell. But I'm thinking it wasn't her because the timing was off, okay? So
now this is a whole other show, too. We got how many minutes left? This is good, but we're running out of time.
So wait. So I finally get up. Now, these are weeks now of me smelling this, okay, when I'm all alone. When she's here, but not in the same room.
Move around,
okay, wait a minute. I finally get up and I said to her, I said, tell me, did your husband fart a lot? And she goes, yeah, why? I said, sure enough.
So he's here.
He's here.
Oh. Okay. I believe you. I mean, I know a couple of places where the people have died there and there's there. But I didn't know that she was rolling like that, girl.
It's
now that you mention it, it kind of looks spooky.
It's so spooky.
Look at those curtains.
Wow. That's a whole nother show.
Oh, yeah. There's so many stories in this place.
We should just broadcast from here, and I'll come over here and do the show. We got seances and shit.
We have all kinds of things going on here.
Yeah.
We've got the cross up there. What's that right there called?
We need to hurry and get a camera.
It's called a humsa.
A humsa.
We need to hurry and get a camera.
We have a humsa, and
well, this door, it's funny because we don't even get a breeze that comes here, but this door, if you don't close it, will open.
Yeah.
Hey, I believe you, and We know you're out there, folks, but, you know, this is getting kind of wild over here. There's some wild girls I'm hanging out with.
Wild girls.
We're wild
wow.
things.
That's right. I've been blessed heavily.
It's all good. It's all about one love, my dear brother.
Heavily.
Yeah. So we're going to do our one love song, and then we're going to close
is
this out.
Minutes, huh?
One love. Don't you know one love?
8 minutes.
Yeah, we have 8 minutes.
Is it 8 minutes?
Well, we can go on and on. We can keep going.
Oh, no, I don't know about that.
Yeah, so let's go. So let's one love it. And this is Katie's song.
Katie now does a new show, but she's busy getting ready for our Heart 4.
What's all this yawning about, you guys? How are we supposed to even entertain listeners if you guys are yawning?
He's yawning.
I just yawned once. That was the first time.
No, this is in multiples of yawns.
Yawn.
So and yawns
well,
are not
maybe
are not permitted.
Who yawned first?
Okay, so we are going to be talking about cacologists.
About what? I didn't hear you.
Cacologist.
Oh, okay.
Next show.
Next show. What is that? You want
to? Well, we will identify everything so people have to tune in.
Yeah, they have to tune in to what a cacologist is.
All right.
And then how you become one as well.
How you become a cacologist, and then to differentiate between.
I'm not pretty up on that subject though. See, I have different specialties that I like to talk about.
See, but this is why this works. See, when we talk about cacology, you are our male perspective of being either the cock-a-doodle-doo or the cock-a-doodle-don't.
And why yes and no in your argument.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh.
When are we doing that show?
Now you want to do
that. Yeah, I'm down with that.
You're down with that show. Okay.
Yeah.
We can do that show whenever we want. We have
it looks like we're going to be doing shows together.
Yeah, it looks like it. So, one love. And Katie will be here back next week, and we have a guest again, Jimmy James. See, are we going to scare the guest?
I don't know.
Wait.
None of these guests.
Well, you know, but the thing is, all of them have been odd-numbered guests.
Odd-numbered guests.
We had 35, 69, 5, and if I mention the other one, are you going to log off too? But it's awesome because we know, at least I have a special connection with odd numbers. So
I could post what we look like on Facebook right now, and then we can have our listeners go check us out.
Oh, we are cute.
We're cute.
Now, why don't we wait till next time? We get some makeup on you girls, okay?
Whatever.
Hey, I told you I was ugly tonight.
You're going
to
be
so
taking
you
pictures,
guys,
you know.
Need to
yeah.
Speak for yourself. Please do not include me in
they
that
clean up real nice.
Yeah, we do clean up well.
They
we
clean
up
beautifully.
Nice, and we
they
have some very nice pictures. So why can't you just refer them, especially the one of your stupid shirts?
Hey, we have two guests.
Yeah. Oh, my
going.
Gosh. Our first even number.
Hey, we have an even number guest.
Y'all missed it.
Y'all. We could keep going. We have guests.
Going.
Y'all missed it.
No, hey. Keep going.
Okay, we're going to take a commercial break. Or actually, let's just do one love. Jimmy, will you sing for us one love? Huh?
Yes. Are we getting out of here?
Yeah, we're going to get out of here.
Okay.
You
don't want to feed them too much. We'll come back.
That's true. So let's go ahead and take station identification. We're going to take a break. Actually, go ahead and say goodbye.
This is Jimmy James saying good night.
Sleep tight.
Sleep tight. Man, don't let those bed bugs nibble on you.
It's all about letting them nibble. What are you talking about?
Uh-uh.
Okay, all right. So I'm all talk, you know that. So,
I'll bark and no bite.
I'll bark, no bite. One love. We're out. Have a wonderful day, and we will see you next week on Soul Sisto Radio.
Crying. One love.
Soul Sister Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Soul Sister Radio.